You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Kenrick Thomas. It's a chilly day at the Martin County Fairgrounds, but that doesn't drain any of the joy from the volunteers of the United Way of Martin County, who participated in the White Doves Holiday Project. For years, the White Doves Project has been helping families in need during the holidays by collecting toys at various drop-off points in the community. This year, there are toys and food for 1,200 less fortunate families that include a total of 2,500 kids. While staying close to their parents, the excited children run and laugh with excitement. The parents keep a watchful eye, but smile as they take in the excitement. Now they have toys to give to their kids on Christmas Day and food to cook for Christmas dinner.
And I've seen more people crying this year than in many years.
Lucy Corley is the Director of Development for the United Way. She makes her way to the bicycle rack and is almost as excited as the kids as she hands over a bike to a mother of two. Corley tells us how important this is for many families.
I was just talking to a gal of one of our agencies, and she said she's been to their home. They would not have gifts. They would not have food. They would have nothing. This is a deal breaker for many families. It's awesome.
Nicole Demarat is a mother of two. She waits online to receive a shopping cart. A volunteer will then walk through the stack of toys being kept safe from the elements in the barn-like building. The toys are grouped by age, with bicycles kept in a separate area.
It's a great help. Great help. It's really hard nowadays, so it's taking a huge burden off. Even if it is just one or two gifts for each kid, it's awesome.
Demarat tells us what type of reaction she gets from her kids when she gives them their toy.
My kids are more than grateful for even the littlest things, so they just light up.
Chris Hananastu is a store manager and pharmacist for Walgreens. He watched the stack of toys donated at his store grow during the collection period. He's taken aback by the reaction from the families when they pick out the toys for their kids.
You know, I just watched a lady pick up toys, and we hand her a roll of wrap and bows, and the smile she gave the volunteer when she picked up the free wrap and the bows was priceless. So you can really see it on her face. You see the smiles, and that's what we do it.
He's very appreciative for the effort of the organizations that have led a helping hand to make this event successful.
I mean, everybody from Walgreens Company to Einstein's Bagels to Publix to numerous companies and numerous organizations, everybody seems to have a hand in the event. And I think without that, without everybody contributing, you know, that's the part that makes the event successful.
With all the volunteers, staff, stores, and organizations' help and hand in this project, everyone is optimistic that these families will have a happy Christmas. For more information on how you can help in the future, log on to WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.
All right, and don't forget to pull up. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.